Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 3. Division. 1. Introductory. Division is a mental process in which we think of a certain class of things and imagine that we have divided it into two or more smaller classes. Thus, we might think of the class books and imagine that we had divided it into the two smaller classes, bound books and unbound books, or into the three classes, books priced at less than a shilling, shilling books, books priced at more than a shilling, or into the 26 classes, books whose names begin with A, books whose names begin with B, and so forth. A class that has been obtained by a certain division is said to be codivisional with every class obtained by that division. Thus the class bound books is codivisional with each of the two classes, bound books and unbound books. Similarly, the Battle of Waterloo may be said to have been contemporary with every event that happened in 1815. Hence, a class obtained by division is codivisional with itself. Thus, the class bound books is codivisional with itself. Similarly, the Battle of Waterloo may be said to have been contemporary with itself. Dichotomy. If we think of a certain class and imagine that we have picked out from it a certain smaller class, it is evident that the remainder of the large class does not possess the differentia of that smaller class. Hence, it may be regarded as another smaller class whose differentia may be formed from that of the class first picked out by prefixing the word not, and we may imagine that we have divided the class first thought of into two smaller classes whose differentiae are contradictory. This kind of division is called dichotomy. For example, we may divide books into the two classes whose differentiae are old and not old. In performing this process, we have sometimes found that the attributes which we have chosen are used so loosely in ordinary conversation that it is not easy to decide which of the things belong to the one class and which to the other. In such a case, it would be necessary to lay down some arbitrary rule as to where the one class should end and the other begin. Thus, in dividing books into old and not old, we may say, let all books printed before A.D. 1801 be regarded as old, and all others as not old. Henceforward, let it be understood that if a class of things be divided into two classes, whose differentiae have contrary meanings, each differentia is to be regarded as equivalent to the other with the word not prefixed. Thus, if books be divided into old and new, the attribute old is to be regarded as equivalent to not new, and the attribute new as equivalent to not old. After dividing a class by the process of dichotomy into two smaller classes, we may subdivide each of these into two still smaller classes, and this process may be repeated over and over again, the number of classes being doubled at each repetition. For example, we may divide books into old and new, that is, not old. We may then subdivide each of these into English and foreign, that is, not English, thus getting four classes, namely, 1. Old English, 2. Old foreign, 3. New English, 4. New foreign. If we had begun by dividing into English and foreign, and had then subdivided into old and new, the four classes would have been 1. English old, 2. English new, 3. Foreign old, 4. Foreign new. The reader will easily see that these are the very same four classes which we had before. The end of chapter 3. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.